Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You want to hear a good Virginia joke?
Not really, but
yeah,
go ahead.
You do. You don't have choice. So Virginia's starting center, Jack Salt. From New Zealand.
And Perrin Johnson.
So he's been doing well rebounding lately. And here's the joke. You better call Virginia Team Margarita because there's salt all over the rims. Yeah, baby!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey. I got to put the shades on for this one.
Parent approved. reminder, ESPN Louisville, your home, play-by-play for the NFL, including Super Bowl 56. Our next broadcast Sunday, it's the doubleheader, Bengals and Chiefs, 2 o'clock. That's followed by Niners and Rams on all stations, 680, 105.7, and 93.9, The Ville. A couple different things I want to get to. Text line 437-9680. We'll get to that here in just a second. I'm trying to find what I was going to bring up. An interesting tidbit out there last night at 9:52 from Tim Sullivan. Mm-hmm. And yes, Tim Sullivan stays awake later into the evening, even though he's becoming an older man at 9:52. He's not ready to go to bed, Perrin.
Nah, he's drinking his insurance so he can hang up 2 more hours.
He's ready to go, okay?
He's got some insurance ready.
So my man, Tim Sullivan, tweets out the following. University of Louisville appears to be in no hurry to name a permanent athletic director. 6 weeks after Josh Hurd was named interim AD, U of L has yet to post a request for proposal for a search firm on its website. Trustees Chair Mary Nixon said that would be the next step. As a follow-up, Tim Sullivan said he did text Mary Nixon, the trustee's chair, and she said, quote, "am not going to comment on Chris Mack." The reason I bring this up is I said this yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is me being in the middle of all of this. Okay. And you guys, I think, know my opinion. There are many coaches that could be doing a better job. Mm-hmm. Than Chris Mack right now. Like, we get that, right? Like, it's fine. I have been clear that for whatever reason, it hasn't worked out. Some of that is on U of L. There is a ton of self-inflicted stuff here mm-hmm. with Chris Mack. Some of it is COVID. Some of it is bad luck. Some of it is fill in the blank, okay? Things have not worked out with all of this. My take yesterday was, we're to the point, and last night losing by 12, not being ready to play, Jared West telling us the players don't mind saying how much they are not ready to play. Now, listen, as an aside, and you're a former player, I have thrown, and I've seen this, and I'm going to have to battle some people from this radio station, Jack, on this.
Yeah.
I'm good putting it all on Mac, and Mac's going to get fired, or he's going to leave, and no matter what, he's not going to be coaching at a U of L next season.
So you are convinced of that now?
Okay, here's my question.
No, I'm not. With each and every game, probably. I'm probably going to do that. What were we talking about? I can't remember now. Sorry. me and Jack, as the aside. What was my aside?
You don't think he's going to be here next year?
Well, no. The players get no responsibility here. Like you being ready to play last night at Virginia.
Yeah.
Like, you guys shoot the ball. You guys make the shot.
Yes.
And so I'm good with putting it on Mac. And if you guys want to fire him, yes, I believe there is something tangibly wrong mm-hmm. between what's going on here, between the coaches and players, the way this team was built, the assistant coaches. Yes, I don't believe any of it's good. I'm not letting anyone off the hook. A bunch of players are not going to be back. A bunch of players aren't going to be back for whatever reason, whether it be because you can transfer, eligibility, no matter what it mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. But I mean, last night I'm seeing everyone. I love my guy Biscuit, but it's you have to put everything on Mac. That's fine. But you guys are just running away from criticizing the players because they're college kids. Just say that that's where we're at. Because in every single sport, we put it on players.
I'll say this, and being a former player and talking to a bunch, because all I do, I'm in a group thread or I talk to everybody individually.
I'm just saying some parents. It's not 100%.
No. I won't say it's all on him, because at the end of the day, you have just as much as you represent what's on your chest and what goes along with that. You represent what's on the what's on your back as well, and that is your name. Your name is on the back. Louisville's on the front, and every day. I mean, I know I wasn't an first-team All-American, but my responsibility donning that jersey each and every day was the fact that, one, I represented myself well, because I'm representing where I grew up, where I'm from, how my mom and dad raised me, but more importantly, the community I live in. And I wanted to make sure that when I was on the court in those times, I represented myself great for my family, but more importantly, the community I lived in. Because when you come to an institution, you become a part of the fabric of the community. So I wanted to make sure I represented Louisville to the best of the ability. So when I got older and I wasn't playing anymore, Louisville would love me. Right? Right or wrong? Same thing wherever you go. And just as much as Chris Mack has to have some accountability for how things have transpired, I know he went and overhauled the roster and it hasn't worked out. These guys need to understand that they're representing themselves. Like, I tell kids all the time, when I go coach basketball camps across the country, my buddies run camps across the country, high-profile camps working for John Lucas or Dino Tragonis, who runs the Pangos camp, all these people. I tell kids all the time, hey, this is your time to showcase yourself. So don't do something you're not capable of doing. If you're not a great three-point shooter, don't come out here and try to...
Jalen Withers.
Don't try to come out here and be Steph Curry. If you're not a great ball handler, don't come out here and try to be Kyrie Irving. If you're not a great low post presence, stay the hell out the post.
Right.
Do things that make you look good and showcase your talent. But understand something. People are watching everything you're doing, your body language, your demeanor. So even if you're having a bad year, because kids play on teams that are bad all the time, but they're playing well. I'll give you an example. Wake Forest isn't the best team in the world, but that Williams kid is he's the only kid in the country averaging 25-5. He's representing himself and his community.
State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even saying it's 50-50. I'm just saying I believe it is a sellout to only blame
a coaching staff.
The coach and the coaching staff when they're not the ones playing. Last night, I mean, when Jared West says we're not ready to play, you know what Virginia runs. You know what Virginia runs.
You've watched the film.
And I understand that there are players on that team that have not played against Virginia. Like, I totally get that.
Yes.
But some of the struggles these guys are having, Jalen Withers comes in the game and hoists a corner three. I mean, it's a bad shot.
But you know what that is?
It's always a bad shot.
And you know what that is? This is what that is. And I'm not saying...
He wants to get his because he knows he's going to play for just a few minutes.
Because I've had these moments when not here in Louisville, because Coach Pitino would have cut my head off. But after school, when I've played with certain guys, whether I was overseas or not, and my teammates weren't passing me the ball, you know what I said?
You jacked one up.
I don't give a damn where I catch this. It is going up. I don't give a damn if I'm 25 feet behind the line. It's going up. I'm getting this ball and I'm driving to the hole.
What percentage of those did you make?
I mean, most of the time I drove to the hole and dunked on somebody or got fouled, because nobody wants to get dunked on, one. Or two, I wanted to score and I hadn't touched it in a while. So,
save that for the mixtape.
You know,
can save that for the mixtape.
I hadn't touched it in a while. Oh, man. I did it to myself, didn't I?
It's okay. You're talking hoops.
Yeah.
By the way, Joe Lenardi is going to join us in 10 minutes. Mike DeCourcy. We'll talk a lot of college basketball. Just to interrupt you, just because we need to have fun with this, Jack. Again, Lenardi's doing a bunch of these radio gas bag hits across the country. Mm-hmm. And so if one radio gas bag in Arkansas kept him too long, it means the next guy's late to get him on. So we have him from 420 to 430.
So I have the alarm set for 418 to call him.
So this could be disastrous.
This could be very
scary. And I don't know what I want. I don't know if I want disaster or if we get Joe Lenardi for like 3 minutes.
What if we get disconnected like 3 minutes in and then we can reconnect with him?
There's a lot of things here that could happen that could be funny.
You know what sound I need to pull? The old Shaq sound.
But we need to pull the Izzy Joe Lenardi or not sound and try to explain that to him. Here's what I believe.
Go ahead.
And Jack, I was telling you guys this around the office today. Here's one thing I think has really ailed Chris Mack here. And I think it has manifested itself right now.
Go ahead, shoot.
Is much like the NFL, you can't only build your team through the transfer portal, through free agency.
No, you cannot.
And what has happened to Chris Mack is because he hasn't recruited well, high school, because the Super Six, none of those guys worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, none of those guys have given anything. I mean, Sam Williamson is the only one, okay? So we need to be nice to him. He's not the best player.
He's regressed.
He's regressed. There's no doubt about any of that. But he's been here. He hasn't been in trouble off the court.
Yes.
He hasn't been a guy trash-talking people. All the different things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't created a foundation of high school recruiting and bringing up guys through his system.
There's no identity.
For 1 year, Jay Scrub not being here really hurt. Oh, okay. Of course, then you don't get Carr Leak. Then you have Scrub and David and maybe your tournament team. But you're not just real quick.
Yeah.
And so he's brought in transfers, and transfers have worked. Some have worked out. There's no doubt about it that some of the guys have worked out. But also, so many of them have not worked out. A great example, if you think I'm picking on U of L, Kentucky. Kentucky may have to do it again. Kentucky may have to do it again at the big position. They went out, and they got very lucky to get Shibwe, who was an established college player, a disgruntled one, okay? But you could trust that, you know, I mean, listen, Bob Huggins is a Hall of Fame coach, okay? So it did not work out there. But when they have brought in transfers, Olivier Saar, Nate Sestina are two that come to mind, those guys have not worked out. Reed Travis was fine.
Serviceable.
I would say he did work out, but, I mean, Callis had the issue. You know, Damian Collins not ready to play this year. I mean, you can tell. Yeah. Damian Collins, 5-star, good, was great for the recruiting rankings, not ready to play. So Cal has had to be patching holes at a position or two.
Yes.
Okay, now this year, it worked out for him, right? Mm-hmm. You got 2 years of Davion Mintz. What's his name?
What position? Oh, what position is he playing?
Kellen Grady,
yes.
Has worked out being one of the better three-point shooters in the conference. And so Kentucky's dealing with it there. But on the U of L side, it's really hurt him. It's really hurt him that class completely whiffed. David was a two-year player. I mean, we all knew that, okay? And everything else has been patchwork, and that's how you miss out on a culture of guys buying in. And I believe, like, I don't believe that's happening with Jared West, right? Like, I don't believe Jared West is a pain in the ass, but there are other guys that they brought in that I do think are that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And when that is such a huge part of your team, and then the foundation guys maybe aren't great foundation guys, that's how you get the unhappiness that you're seeing right now.
No, I agree with you. I don't think Jay Scrub would have played here. And the reason why I say that is because when his first year with the Clippers, he had all that stuff going on with his foot. So even if he came here, he wouldn't have played. So, but he would have played a major role.
That's a good point. Yeah, I did not think about that. That's a good point. But maybe he doesn't injure his foot here.
Maybe he does. But yeah, tell that to Malik. But even with that being said, I think what Cal has done is when you bring in top tier talent and bridge it with some grad transfers, it's a good blend. But when you don't have top tier talent or guys aren't progressing like they should or could, and then you bring in grad transfers, it's not going to work well together. Plus, a lot of the guys that are coming here, they're coming here to showcase their skills. Noah Locke came here because he wanted to prove to people he could be a playmaker.
No doubt about it.
He has like 68 turnovers, like 20-some-odd assists. He's not a playmaker. That's why Mike White played him off the ball at Florida, and he played off the kid that played Terrence Mann, played the one.
By the way, we should update people, the newest update, and this is all sorts of fun. Of course, Strebel's not here for this. He won't text us back, so he's going to love this. The Chris Mack radio show was canceled for tonight. Look at Blankenbaker. Look at him smiling right now. You're smiling, Blank. This is what we all thought was Satterfield. But you had to protect your team. Turn on the mic.
Red jacket, Bruce Pearl, baby.
Oh, look at him.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
You got to play the
not happening. Here,
Dawson.
Look at my hat. Look at my hat. It's not happening. No, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Bruce.
This is funny.
Come on. Give us a Bruce, Perrin. Hang on, he's gonna give us a Bruce. Come on,
I know
come on.
You got it.
Count to three. Count to three, and I'll do it. Give me a countdown. Right. Give me a countdown.
Three, two, one.
Bruce. I only did that for you, but I disagree. I only did that because I love you, but I totally disagree.
Oh, man.
I only did it because I love you, but I totally disagree.
So, yeah, Board of Trustees meeting tomorrow at 4 o'clock and the Mac show. So, yeah, they're going to fire Mac. So
there's a Board of Trustees meeting?
Yeah, tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Well.
And no Mac show tonight. So they're going to fire Mac in the middle of the season. How about that? Satterfield, great. That's great. And by the way, why is Bobby V retweeting Nick Coffey?
You know, I don't know. Oh, man.
So first,
I like Nick, though. Nick's a nice guy, but understand why.
Oh, yeah, nothing to do with him and his life, his family. Oh, goodness. Well.
Man, I don't even know Strebel right now.
Strebel leaves and they're going to fire Chris Mack tomorrow. And he's
so, what, so what's all the bonus coverage? Tonight or tomorrow night?
I mean, it's tomorrow night, Jack. It's all tomorrow right. night. What's going on tomorrow
no
night?
No IU postgame show tomorrow.
Oh, was there? Oh, yeah. We just added an IU postgame show.
It's Penn State. It's fine.
Hey, why do you want to do an IU postgame show with Penn State? What's going on with you?
I don't know. I figured I should do one this week, and I'd rather do that than Maryland.
It wins Maryland on Saturday.
Yes.
I mean, see.
They're like, someone
texted me today, what if Pacino in Maryland? I'm like, oh, yes. Oh, okay.
Rick's not leaving New York. Let's just go ahead and let's go. He's I've never seen
Ethan Moore quote tweeted Nick Coffey also.
Dude, what are we doing?
Those are people, you know. That's your people, you know.
Apparently not.
No, Ethan's still mad that people aren't dunking the basketball enough, and people wear UK shirts in the Yum Center.
Cooper just tweeted, "He's gone, Steve."
I miss Coop, man. That's my dog right there.
I went to the Bellarmine game on Saturday night.
Yeah,
and I swear to you. Every single time, go to the Bellarmine game and then immediately hit up that bar that's right there.
With Shenanigans?
I veer to the left. No, I'm talking at Freedom Hall.
Oh, at Freedom Hall.
I'm talking about the concession stand. Always hit that one. You walk in, you go to the left, boom. That's always where I go.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, 3 out of 4 games, the first person I see is Kupasan.
Oh, he's Coach D's. He's Coach D's
assistant, but
non-assistant.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He said he was in the locker room.
Yeah. He's got like all
that. He said Coach D had a couple Bud Lights.
He's like a booster, but not a booster.
Scotty D should have been. It's his birthday today. We should reach out to him. Scotty D nearly got booted from that game too.
Hey, by the way,
he basically was like telling a ref. They were telling each other to bow up.
Hey, no. Hey, listen. If you want to hear some great comments, sit near Bellarmine's bench. Scotty D brings the pain.
How late are we gonna have to stay on tomorrow night?
Oh, it's good. I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm stunned they're going to fire Chris Mack in the middle of the season.
I got a question.
Something must have happened behind the scenes.
I asked you this question. You saw Bellarmine play last night, right? Do you think Bellarmine could beat U of L?
No.
You don't think so?
I still don't think so.
You don't think so?
They're just much bigger.
Yeah. Save I mean, but we don't. We're not a great rebounding team, though.
I don't know.
We shoot a lot of jump shots. I mean, they don't oppose their size. They don't oppose their size and will.
Oh, good. Well, that's true. Joe Lunardi joins us at ESPN. Lunardi, we love this guy. The new bracket is out. It is now time to talk brackets. Of course, nationally, we talk about it all the time around here. Joe, good afternoon, sir. Appreciate the time. How are you?
I am just fine, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Well, usually you're on with Bob Valvano, and you get a text from Nick the day of saying, hey, can you give us 20 minutes? So we're glad that we got to steal you for a couple minutes. Newest bracket, obviously, out this morning. Top overall seed, Auburn. We're familiar with them. First team out would be Arkansas. Last team in would be Florida. When you started to put this bracket together, just kind of a generic question, what stood out? Was there anything different than other years? Anything interesting as you started to place these teams as we're a month and a half to, you know, actually getting a bracket?
Well, I think there's a couple of trends that are probably going to hold here and be talked about as we move kind of into peak bracket season, if you will. And one is, excuse me, it's just the incredible depth of the Big 12. You know, we're now showing 8 teams out of 10 from, well, it's called the Big 12. Nobody mm-hmm. said they were good at math. and we have to remember that they only have 9 eligible. Oklahoma State is not eligible this year. So, and the 8 that are in are all legit, everybody except Kansas State. Now, will there be some beating up of one another, and will they all make it? Probably not. But even 7 out of 10 is extraordinary. So that's one thing to keep an eye on. And I guess, you know, if you look at the flip side of that kind of trend analysis, you know, sorry to say, you can't really do so without, you know, noting how down the ACC is.
It's unbelievable.
Right?
It's unbelievable. It's been the backbone of this disappointing U of L season, Joe, has been. They're doing this against a bunch of teams who won't be a tournament. I mean, you have 5 getting in from the ACC. Do you think they'll actually get that? I mean, I would take the under if you gave me that number.
At this moment, so would I. I think, you know, because there are so many more than normal opportunities for quote-unquote bad losses for the bubble teams, right? Like normally, you know, like 1 out of every 10 ACC games could be a bad loss.
Right.
Now, I'm like exaggerating. Well, it's not that way this year.
No. No.
And that also means there aren't as many good wins. So, you know, and in the case of U of L, I would say, you know, ugh, they're as much the cause as anything else.
Sure they are.
Not solely, but when you look at, you know, underperforming ACC seasons, they got to be pretty close to the top of the list. You know, you throw Virginia in there. We saw them last night against you guys. You know, apparently the visiting team thought the game started a half hour later than it did.
Yeah. We're used to it.
And so did I. By the time I put it on,
it was over.
You know, I was watching highlights of the Bills and the Chiefs on NFL Network. You know, Syracuse has been a disappointment. Jury's still out on Notre Dame. When your better stories are Wake Forest and Miami, you're probably having an off year.
Yeah.
And it was only 2 tournaments ago, admittedly 3 seasons, 3 calendar years. ACC had 3 number one seeds.
Oh, yeah.
3.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. It happened so fast.
You know, and look, I'm not smart enough and know about everybody's recruiting and, like, is this a blip? Is it a permanent cycle downward? Probably somewhere in the middle. But it's just not working this year. And, you know, look, the ACC has a habit in years where it doesn't get many bids of making up for it in the tournament. we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. Joe's bracket is up at ESPN Lenardi. Joe Lenardi with us here on The Take on this Tuesday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. A team, the other team we follow around here is super interesting. I think I've seen in one of these midweek brackets, you have Kentucky as high as a 3, the newest one today. You have them as a 4, and they're a confusing team, Joe, because the eye test, they're good. KenPom has them like number 8 in the country, number 6 in the country. The net has them number 9. So the eye test, they get respect, and they get a lot of respect from the computers, and they beat Tennessee by 30, but they don't have a bunch of other quad one wins, but they're still maybe a 3, could be a 4. What do you make of where Kentucky is and how in these big games they've had injuries and how you take that into account?
Yeah, I think we're really going to have to see what happens with Washington. He's so important to them. To their credit, they hung with Auburn, you know, clearly one of the top teams in the country after he got hurt on Saturday. I absolutely think with him, they're good enough to be a Final Four team. I don't think that they'll have a number one seed because, you know, they were a little bit inconsistent in the non-conference. As is often the case, it takes a while for their roster to come together. Now they got to get healthy again. So I would, you know, kind of keep them right where they are as a in the 3-4 range and look for them to get hot down the stretch.
Well, no matter where the committee or you ends up putting them, Joe, you know Cal will complain about it. So, you know, he'll mention you by name at some point on ESPN television as we get closer. IU in 8 seed. Do you think to steady themselves in the tournament, the Hoosiers need to get one or two road wins? What do you think of the Hoosiers as they move coaches and have won a couple games this year and to put themselves in the tournament if it were to start today?
Yeah, there's no question they'd be in if it were today. And I like what they've done. I don't think they're a Final Four team. I think they could be a second weekend team. They're more likely a team that win one than lose one. But, you know, considering they haven't been in a number of years, that would have to be considered progress for Mike Woodson in his debut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I like their team. I like them as, you know, a
tournament team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Grossman.
A road win wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt. They'll probably get one. We'll see.
Maybe better than Nebraska would ultimately help there. Well, Joe, appreciate the time. I know you're going all over the country talking some college basketball. The newest bracket is up. Kentucky is super interesting. No U of L. In fact, Joe, I think they're going to fire Chris Mack tomorrow. So just so you know, I don't know. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. They canceled his radio show tonight. And they have a board meeting at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And if that's the case, we'll be working to like 2 a.m. tomorrow. So that's going to be our life for the next little bit around here, Joe.
So thoughts, Joe?
Yeah, there we go. So that's where we're going to be at.
In the meantime, I can't do anything about that because you'll be taking care of Bobby V for me.
We will. Joe, appreciate it. Take care. Thank you.
All right, fellas, thanks.
All right, Joe Lenardi with us here on the eve of Chris Mack's firing. How about that?
Are you sure that's going to happen?
I don't know. They canceled the show. They're doing a meeting tomorrow at 4.
I mean,
they haven't had a EULA board meeting since Neely and all that a couple weeks ago.
Not that we know of, because there hasn't been a.
Oh, it's going to be such a long day tomorrow, Jack. Oh.
Oh, man. And, you know,
have the meeting at 2 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. Have the news break so I get it right at 3.
We got to tap dance for an hour first.
Oh, shut up. You would say that.
You know I'm right.
You gutless puke.
No, I'm not saying that's what I want. I'm just giving you the facts. I'm telling you what it's going to be.
You're going to be doing your Gregory Hines tomorrow? You know who Gregory Hines is?
No. Who? Here? Who's
he's a tap dancer. He's an actor.
Why would we know a tap dancer?
He wasn't a tap dancer. He was an actor. He was an actor who could tap dance.
Baron, you think I know who tap dancer is?
I love the Kentucky twang you pulled out of nowhere.
Here's the thing about it. Here's the thing that's killing me about it. I don't have, like, okay, I look at U of L football. Let me give you a for instance.
Yeah.
I look at U of L football, And I feel like if they don't get it together, like your future is in trouble. And that's how I felt about Satterfield after this year. I want to be clear about that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with keeping Satterfield. I think they should have went out and got Jeff Brohm. I think there's 50 other coaches that could do a better job than Scott Satterfield. Yeah. And now they're going to sell me a couple recruits, and they're going to get this quarterback over the weekend. And that's fine. And that's fine. Like that's fine. Okay. And people buy back in. Hell, Blank had him at 9-3, 8-4, whatever. And that, and by the way, there's a big difference between those two, but understandable. And so I am very much against when you have a guy here for 3 years, Perrin, yeah. and he doesn't know the defensive linemen need to be big. Like, it scares me. Do you understand
no,
that?
No, I agree with you. And also, I think my biggest thing was, it's just, I don't understand. There was no sense of urgency, I felt like, this year. And I said this in the summer before the season started. I said, what is he selling? Because right now, I'm not buying.
Well, there are shortcuts.
Yes.
I mean, they didn't have an offensive coordinator. Of course, they went out and got one. Now everyone is ready to go, and they love Lance Taylor. But I want to be clear. There was with me, now this is not the fan base, with me, I was disappointed that U of L football, I feel like, did not want to try to be in the game. Kentucky, for whatever reason, yes, they are buffoons when they say they're going to the SEC championship. We are in agreement. We openly make fun of it. We mock it. We will continue to do that on the take here.
Yes.
But they at least have done that. They've at least put those resources. You can't get on them for not trying.
No, they went back and redid the, and we talk about this all the time. So, and when I say that, I mean, they revamped the offense from what they were trying to do to what they are now.
Just what they pay assistants and overpay assistants and overpay Mark Stoops. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So anyway, all of that stuff. I was very strong on that on the football side. With basketball, I don't have that sense of they need to, not until recently, that they need to make some fundamental change.
Yeah.
Okay, now, where we sit now is what we talked about yesterday, Jack. At the end of this year, now I am surprised if they fire Chris Mack in the middle of the season. That to me is really surprising. I want to be clear with that, and I don't mean like Bobby was in the middle of the year, right. Had two games left. Maybe they feel this is a similar thing that's happening here, but I haven't felt like, until recently, there was a need to make a move. There was an urgency. In football, I believe, because of how tenuous of a situation it is, you need to make a move. Otherwise, you'll just be another 5-6 win team, another 7-5 team that will disappear into obscurity, into 6-6 football irrelevance, which is what Louisville, and which is what they've done.
You'll be Arizona State.
Yeah, which is what they've done. Until recently, I didn't feel that. So I don't have this backing of anger, and I am which I did for Satterfield. I am surprised how quickly it flipped on Chris Mack. I mean, Chris Mack was seen. They were 5-1, and I mean, this is within this season.
Yeah.
Jack, how many games have they played? Can you look this up? How many games?
They're 11-9 right now. 20 games.
20 games.
2020, yeah, sorry about that.
Same amount of games they played last year.
But if it's something where if he does get canned, okay, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know. The thing I would say is not having his coaches show tonight is probably more interesting than any meeting tomorrow. Obviously, we'll ask the questions, what happened behind the scenes and everything else. But, I mean, Chris Mack, do you remember when they won? What was the second game? Was it Maryland? When they won the Maryland game and Chris Mack's taking the selfie? And they're 5-1. And even after they came back and they lost to Michigan State, they're 7 games, Jack. I mean, how many games did it take from the fan base to love Chris Mack and like the roster to hate? I mean, that is... Boy, that's quick.
I think
that happened.
I think a lot of people last night watched that game wanted Louisville to lose. I think a lot of the fan base wanted Louisville to lose that game. And the reason why I say that is because when you like Steve Rummage always says this. He goes, when you're rooting against the guy, you know that's going to lead to a greener pasture. Plus, I feel like if there is a termination tomorrow, if this meeting takes place tomorrow at 4 p.m., I feel like it's a step in the right direction for Josh Hurd and for him to gain traction to possibly be the potential athletic director instead of the interim as,
yeah,
as the
but,
current
but,
role.
But here's the thing. You have to – listen, you have to make him – Jack, we need to take a break. You have to make him AD if he's hiring the next guy.
Yeah. You can't – and that's why –
it would be idiotic beyond – it would be – I mean, they've done stupid stuff. About the dumbest thing you could do would be hiring a coach – and putting your school and athletic department under contract and then hiring another AD would be the dumbest thing that you could ever do.
Which is why I was thinking that if they were going to make a move potentially, they would probably wait till the end of the year. Because I felt like they would probably wait till the end of the season, evaluate things, make a hire at the athletic director position, and then make the move of a head coach if they decided to move forward away from Chris Mack.
Let's take a break. Twitter's on fire. I mean... Jack, we're going to have to figure out how to do what we do here with Mike DeCourcy. I mean, we're talking about them firing him. I mean, let's just be honest. Pegues could be the interim coach. No, it's McMaines. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Mac Talk next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That guy was stiff. He had no fluidity in the hips whatsoever.
And Perrin Johnson.
Oh, I'm Dr. Johnson over there.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If you're just joining us, Mike DeCourcy coming up in about 15 minutes or so. We'll talk about potentially the fallout. What do we do here? We have two things today now that we are reacting to within the last, 10 minutes or so. We have the Chris Mack radio show being canceled. And then on top of it, I saw blank first on this. I got to be honest, a joint U of L Board of Trustees meeting and EULA board meeting has been called for tomorrow at 4 o'clock pending litigation and personnel matters. And now this is where I need help. I believe it's Jody on his site. Cardinal Authority is saying he does not believe Mac coaches another game. Now, if it's a full buyout, if it is an agreed settlement, that will be the main question. And that seems to be where we are today, that we will go into tomorrow. We will go into tomorrow expecting that move to be made. And you know what is interesting to me through all of this? If it ends up being something, a meeting in the middle, if you will, a divorce, half is yours, half is mine, okay? Perrin, what do you think about that? Should the man get more or less? So that
sister's not built for a man.
there we go. My wife makes more than me. So if we got a divorce, I'd be the one like, I need some... need some alimony.
Hey. Am I keeping the dogs? Are you keeping the dogs? Are we part? Are we 50-50 custody with the dogs?
What's going on? What's going on here?
Do you get the treadmill? Do I get the treadmill? Like, the weights come with me through my sponsorship? What's going on
Fitness
here?
Fitness market is mine, damn it.
Yes.
So anyway, this is where we sit today. And I am just surprised. I guess surprised is the word that... if it is a divorce and they meet in the middle in some way, that Chris Mack is that turned off by the place. Number one. Right? Number two, what do we do now and what does it say to the IARP. Chris Mack has outstanding potential level two violations. And I mean, let's be honest, when I mean, with the Dino Gaudio stuff combined with the level two, I mean, that is the framework of why U of L doesn't want him to be here any longer. It's one reason why Neely Bendapudi was ready to fire him.
Yeah.
And you guys crushed her for doing that. And today, well, I need to hear the sound of what Ethan said today. But now there's a notion that's out there. Well, of course, she had to do it. And now it's like, well, Neely knew. And it's like, yo, you guys blasted her when she did that. Chris Mack has more valid excuses. Let's be clear about this. Chris Mack has more valid excuses than Scott Satterfield does. Between the NCAA stuff, with all of it, right? Like, his first few years, he has had more excuses than Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield is still living off the quarterback that Bobby Petrino recruited him. Still. And I hear, well, you know, he'll get a kid this weekend. It's like, that's great. In 2 years, we'll see. In 2 years. But he's playing at a true freshman. It's not Deshaun Watson. And yeah. You have a situation here where Chris Mack, it flipped at some point, did not want to be here. And now the only question to me that matters is, what is U of L going to do at the AD position?
They got to figure that out
quick.
And
that could be it.
You got to have someone in place by the time the season ends, right?
You have to have someone in place, okay? Josh Hurd, if it's going to be him, he needs to be tied to his coaching hire. Now, I'm skeptical because he hasn't made a big-time hire. Vince Tyre got the job and made hires, and both of them whiffed. He had never made a hire before. Mm-hmm. Now, Josh Hurd has worked in athletic departments, okay? Yes. That is a big difference. And listen, he can be the AD. I don't have a name to give you. I don't have a man or woman's name to even give you to say, well, they need to look. I mean, no one. I am convinced this fan base found out about Devin Thomas at Gonzaga 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whenever it happened. I was like, Devin Thomas. I'm like, you guys have never mentioned that name.
Ever.
I've never heard that name. I've done sports radio for more than a decade in this area. I haven't heard the name.
I didn't hear that name before Vince got the job.
Yeah. Even when Vince got the job, like, I knew Vince's name, but I know a damn thing about Vince Tyre.
Wasn't ready yet.
By the way, I mean, I guess, I mean, 437-9680 is UPS Jobs text line. If you want to call in 267-9680, I mean, I never know what to do here.
On these, opening, that could be opening a floodgate.
I mean, yeah, it's going to open up a bunch of Kentucky fans saying, booyah, you're a bunch of bums.
No, they're not. No, they're saying.
And shame on Strieble. No one, I mean, he would be... erect. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say it.
Man,
it
that's strong.
It needs to be said.
Hashtag Blue Chew.
I mean, he won't hit us back.
If you love sex.
If you love Mac being fired, you'll love Blue Chew.
Man. And the fact that he's a Kentucky fan and their colors are blue just makes that much more better. If I'm lying, I'm dying. But for me, Andy, I think the question is now is, I think Chris Mack leaving, I think the U of L board should do this. Hey, listen, we'll give you, if we're going to negotiate a buyout, let's say the buyout negotiation is going to be five. We'll give you
sure.
We'll give you five, but if these level two stick, we keep 2.5. I mean.
I guess, man. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Unless you're going to give them the full amount. But for me, I
doubt that. I'll
tell you like this, and I'm just going to be honest with you from my perspective. I have friends that are AAU coaches all over the country. I have connections and ties primarily out to the West Coast, all the way down to Florida, and some up in New York. And because I live in this area, I have connections here and ties here. I tell my guys that run AAU programs, hey, man, send a kid to Louisville. We need some guys that can score the ball. And know what they say?
Well, they can dribble, yeah.
Yeah, and know what they say? Well, parent, I would love to send a kid to Louisville, but to be honest with you, like, your situation is scary. How do I tell people, how do I tell families to send their 16-year-old, 17-year-old child to a place where there's prostitution going on in the dorm and all these other things. And I know we're far beyond that, Andy. I know we're far beyond that. But if I was a father or a mother, and right after Bill O'Brien got the Penn State job, even though Sandusky and Paterno are all gone, I still want to send my damn kid to Penn State.
Right.
So
I don't. You listen, I'm going to have to trust you when you say that. I just feel like I see every other team that's been in trouble or in trouble, and they're all doing
and they're
great.
All winning.
I mean, Arizona's
winning.
Number one in the net, and I don't know a damn player on Arizona's team.
And I don't either.
Bruce Pearl's got dudes. I mean, Jabari Smith is a dude. Jab step, rise up and shoot an 18-footer in your pie hole, Keon Brooks.
And that's what makes it so frustrating,
Keon Brooks.
Oh, don't do that to Keon. He's just an innocent bystander.
We're
team topping on this show.
We're team topping. He can't dribble, but that's fine.
No, but hey.
Nah, he can jump.
Man,
he can't dribble.
He like his brother, but he can't handle the
Texas
ball.
Texas says,
ball.
Is he fired or not?
Billy Reed.
Can we get a Billy Reed recording of just
Billy Reed needs to lay low for a while. Billy Reed might come outside and catch a haymaker after what he did about 10 days ago.
Billy Reed's good as Jenny Crum.
Yeah, Billy Reed's so old that he like got canceled on Facebook. That's where he got canceled was on Facebook.
Insure said we're no longer sending you free insure. Oh man,
he said, you know what, Joe B. Hall, you died, but you know, Denny, like, Bobby,
you didn't say nothing his whole life. And
just so you know,
man wasn't even in the ground 6 minutes.
Dude like, wasn't Jesus. Even in the ground.
That's what I mean.
Dude like, wasn't even the ground.
Good God Almighty, Billy.
No, he had that ready to go.
I mean,
he had that bleep in a what do you call it? A
Joe B. must have crapped in his cereal one
a
day.
Draft.
He had that drafted.
Drafted.
No, he had it because he didn't know how to do a draft.
No,
he has it. He had it handwritten.
Hey, now Joby
on a post-it note on his desk.
Joby Hall must have told Billy Reed years ago when he was with the Lexington Herald Leader behind closed doors to go bleep himself, and that's why he was holding on to that forever.
Texas says Satterfield's a choir boy. Mac has committed sins. Texas says it's the same thing that happened with Bobby Petrino when the AD that has his back left. The coach was done with it. I agree with you.
I
agree with that.
I just
hashtag Neely knew.
But you know, it was.
Should we get that trending?
Neely tried her damnedest to change culture here. Nobody wanted to listen to her. She said, "I'm gonna go to Penn State." She tried.
Pat 42 minutes ago tweeting out the following sources: men's basketball coach Chris Mack's future at Louisville is being discussed by school leadership and could result in a change, but nothing has been finalized as of now. Trustees and athletic board meeting tomorrow. Mack radio show canceled tonight. So there you go.
Well, I mean, good for him. I don't think he probably wanted to do the radio show anyway. You know what I mean?
We know he doesn't. He doesn't feel that the media is important at all. We know that.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Louisville pulls an Ed Orgeron and they let him finish the season?
No. I think they both won. I think you're done. I am. I have to be honest here. I am stunned how this worked out.
Oh, I'm baffled.
Here's what I'm stunned by. I figured relatively early on, I was like, we'll see. Again, we came from Rick Pitino.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of one of those things that I was like, some of these people are losing their minds, but then he gets that recruiting class and you're like, okay. Like, you're starting to buy, you're like for me, I'm skeptical of
right.
these things. I just don't hand the crown to a head coach like everyone else.
No.
Okay.
Right.
And so sometimes I'm like, can I see you? It's not let the cake bake. I don't need 5 years. Okay. But it's like, can I see a little bit of how you're going to coach and recruit and everything like that? I am stunned how two things, big picture, how it worked out.
Right.
And I mean the totality of the 3.5 years, if he is gone in some way, agreement, fired, whatever, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3.5 years, I'm surprised by. And then in a microcosm, guys, I am stunned this year. I am stunned middle of the year. In fact, I'll go a step further. If Chris Mack wants out, I mean, he's bailing on his team.
The guys he brought in.
I mean, if he doesn't want to be here, Let's assume he doesn't want to be here. It looks like he doesn't want to be here, okay? And it looks like they don't want him. All of this is very true. And in the end, there's nothing wrong with that. The job didn't work out. They're paying you a lot of money. If you make it nice at the end, that would be a great thing, so there's not this level of animosity towards Chris Mack.
Correct.
I think that would be a good thing. But it would also be Chris Mack quitting on his team. Middle of the season, we always, think about this, we always, I don't care about this nearly as much, but I know Mike Pratt does, I know Bobby V does, I know there are people that hold the belief that you can't fire somebody.
In the middle of the season.
In the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially in college. Fine, I'm not arguing that right now. Is Chris Mack going to catch it on the way out then? If this is if Louisville gives him money on the way out, it's different if he's fired. Then the burden of blame goes to U of L.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to do. You're firing a coach. That's fine. You pay him $12 million. But Louisville's saying in the middle of a season, and they're in the middle. They're not Bobby Petrino with a game or two left at the end. They're in the middle of their ACC. Hell, they might not even be halfway done with their ACC schedule at this point.
And the reason why you don't want to fire somebody in the middle of the year is this. When you have a bunch of guys that aren't playing well, now it's like the guys that weren't listening, because we've obviously heard rumblings of guys getting kicked out of practice,
sure,
and being problems.
Oh, you're not going to galvanize this
I'm not going to say that. But what I'm going to say is, if those guys weren't listening now, they damn sure are not going to be listening these next 6 weeks. Those guys aren't going to be listening to.
But does it matter? They're not making the tournament anyway.
But what
you're
I'm saying is.
No.
You're right, but people care about it, Jack. You don't care about it. I don't care about it. But it is a big thing to fire in the middle of the season. If Chris Mack takes money, or if he even says, keep all the money, I'm out of here, that is a coach pulling a Bobby Petrino.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is it not? And I know they stink. I know they're not good.
But I think here's the thing. If they're at this meeting tomorrow, if they decide to go forward with what we think that's going to happen, I think a lot of that is basically going to be them saying that they're tired of what they're seeing, and they're hoping maybe this might give some energy to what these kids are, because it's going to be a long. I don't think the board and the rest of the people watching this can continue to watch what they watched last night.
This is a non-basketball thing. It's not. Or I should say, it's not only a basketball thing.
This is about personality and interactions.
Exactly. No, it's personality.
Interactions.
It's fit. It's interactions. As much, we just don't know everything behind the scenes.
I'll put it to you like this.
Right?
Well, look at how people treated. When Bobby Petrino's father died, nobody gave two bleeps. And when Satterfield's father died, everybody was very remorseful. So when I say that, I mean it's about how people feel about you. So it goes into that right there. How do you treat the people, and how do the people treat you? And I think right now, I don't know. I mean, I know Chris Mack is frustrated with the way the season's going, but it seems like a lot of his interactions are very ice cold, to say the least, and quite frankly, just very uncomfortable.
He in a lot of ways, Perrin, played just about every hand politically wrong that he could have played by dismissing the media, by dismissing the fans, by being at war with administrators, the president.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was it. I mean, I think Board of Trustees, I think there are a group of people. You put all of that together.
Mm-hmm.
He played just about every hand wrong. And he'll probably still get some money on the way out.
I mean, but here's
we
the thing.
Take a break. Go ahead.
But Drew said this 2 weeks ago, and this is why he'll win. Because when he interviews for his next job, he can say there was a lot of stuff going on there before I got there, and it was too much to take care of while I was there, and it just became too much, and it was time to move forward. He will get an out for this, I feel like.
I don't believe so.
I think he'll get an out for this. I think he'll get saved.
I think if he gets $3-4 million and he wants out in the middle of the year, I think he should be crushed for quitting on his team. That's what I think. We do it with schools all the time. And if Louisville did this, they would be getting nationally pummeled by every jackass on TV, every former coach. Everyone would be saying how disgraceful it is that you fired a guy in the middle of a season. They'd bring up COVID 2 years. They'd bring up the NCAA stuff. They would do a weeping and gnashing of teeth for Chris Mack.
And I hear you with that, but you know what? Here's the other thing. The hardest thing, especially from a fan's perspective, but people are watching this, you're sitting back and you're seeing other schools win that haven't won before. And not only win, but get kids. Murray State right now is better than Louisville right now. They're a better team. The school that's way, way down the road, way out in the west part of state, has a better team. And it's hard to sit back and watch that. It's hard to sit back and watch that and continuously see these guys. It would be different and feel a lot better if these guys were actually competing in end games. But when you have 8 points and you're 14 minutes to go in the first half on primetime television on ESPN, not on the ESPN Extra Extra Network, on ESPN, people don't want to watch that. That game was hard to stomach and watch that game. The first 16 minutes of that game were hard to stomach. And I think people might be done. I don't know if they are.
Oh, people are done. They've been done. There's 5,000 people in attendance, 6,000 people. It's how it's going to be. I don't think getting rid of Mac and putting Mike Pegues in
is going to change anything.
Let's take a quick break. On the other end, Mike DeCourcy, we'll talk with him about this. Let's go.